Hi, everyone, and welcome to this very special episode of Headlines from the Hill. We really wanted to make this podcast an opportunity to showcase the amazing work that students have been doing around the Hill outside of just a newspaper article or just a short segment on our regular weekly podcast. And what better way than a long form interview podcast? So welcome. My name is Claire Bolt and I'll be your host today. So this week, I'm thrilled to announce our very first guests on the podcast. Amanda Rose and Bridget Asamoah-Bafour are the co-curators of Uprising, which if you haven't heard, and I hope you have, is the new exhibit at the Flotten Art Gallery that narrates Black expression at St. Olaf. I was just at the exhibit yesterday, and it's really, really remarkable, so I encourage all of you listening to go and check it out. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Amanda and Bridget to the mic, because I know that's why you are all listening today. So I guess I would just like to start. I would love it if you both could just introduce yourselves and just kind of explain how you got involved in Uprising.
Hi, I'm Amanda Rose. I'm a senior studio art and art history major at St. Olaf. Thank you for having me. I initially got involved in Uprising when I was a first year in 2017, and that was also the first year of Uprising as an exhibition on campus, and I just submitted some of my own drawings and paintings, and then in the following years I continued to help out with the show. And then when Shaquille Brown, the original founder of the exhibition, graduated in 2019, then Bridget and I took over as the co-curators and started working together to plan the show each year.
Yeah, I'm Bridget Asamoah-Bafour. I'm a psychology and economics double major with a concentration in race and ethnic studies. I hate saying all of that. But yeah, I got involved my second year, like more, I don't want to say aggressively, but like, I kind of knew about it my first year, but second year is when I had spoken to Shaq about it and started just sort of like getting to know the behind the scenes stuff. And then, yeah, when she graduated in 2019, that's when we finally took over. Yeah, this is our fourth installment now.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. So I just wanted to start off kind of talking about the theme for the exhibit. So it's Visions and Reflections, Narrating Black Presence and Expression on the Hill. So I would love it if you could talk a little bit about how you chose that theme for the exhibit, and then just kind of how it influenced the pieces you included and the way that the exhibit was structured, things like that.
So in terms of narrating Black presence and expression on the Hill, every year we kind of focus on highlighting Black history, Black culture, and Black artists. And then specifically this year, our theme was centered around visions and reflections. We had a lot of self-reflections of artists kind of reflecting on themselves, and we had a lot of self-portraits, and we also had students who were reflecting on local and global events, such as the current pandemic and police brutality, and then also protests against racism that have been happening around the country and around the world. So that was kind of how we chose the theme for this year. And then also the visions were kind of thinking about visions of Black futures, Black joy, and a lot of visions for possibly a better future.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, no, that sounds really good. Yeah, and kind of just going off of what you were saying, obviously this exhibit is coming at like a really crucial time, so coming off of Black History Month, and then also kind of coinciding a little bit with the trial of Derek Chauvin. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously you know, but for those listening, Uprising was created as a response to the campus protests in 2017, and there's been continued conversations around campus of how the administration continues to perpetuate white supremacy and things like that. So I was just wondering if you both could speak a little bit to how you see this exhibit against the backdrop of all of this, and what are your some of your own thoughts on how art can be used as an effective tool for change and discussion.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of glad that the show is like still happening now, and I'm glad that we kind of got it at the tail end of Black History Month. Mm-hmm. I know initially like that was a problem, but I'm glad we're continuing that conversation past just 1 month.
Yeah.
You know, like the show will be going on until the 12th, and I think right now more than ever it's really relevant. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the country as far as hatred towards mm-hmm. Asian Americans now, and so the conversation isn't just surrounding Black lives mm-hmm. now. You know, we're seeing this constant like cycle of like racism mm-hmm. in this country, and I think that having this show and just continuing conversations around campus surrounding race is important, and mm-hmm. I'm glad that this is like highlighting it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it feels like we're constantly like talking to people about the show
mm-hmm.
And urging them to go in there, and I feel like it's sparking a lot of conversations
yeah.
That need to be had, so
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I think all of the issues that students were concerned with in 2017 are all obviously still very prevalent today, so I think continuing to have that conversation with the show every year is really important. And then we've also been working on kind of expanding the show, getting more people involved. We had a lot of submissions this year. And then this was also our first time in the Flatten Art Museum space
mm-hmm.
because it's normally been in group gallery. So I think also thinking about ways that we can expand into other spaces and experiment with displaying work in other spaces on campus as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I noticed when I was there yesterday, there's that little area across from the gallery where you can write sticky notes
mm-hmm.
In response to some of the prompts. Was that part of your exhibition, or was that part of the what was being displayed at the Groot Gallery?
Yeah, like every year we've had like
yeah.
a response wall.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was like kind of a continuation of that. So
yeah.
yeah, that was for our show, but I'm sure people have responded to both shows.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
yeah, that was really cool to see kind of like going into the show and then coming out and then kind of reading the responses. It was like a really kind of interesting way to think about all the questions that were being posed on the wall. So I guess moving on to my next question. So I was hoping we could talk a little bit about some of the pieces in the exhibit. So one of the things that I definitely noticed was kind of the multimedia quality of many of the pieces you showcased. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about your vision for integrating photographs and videos and printed word, kind of putting that all together, and how that kind of contributed to the overall message and like the theme of the exhibition.
I think since a big part of the show is amplifying students' voices, especially BIPOC students, we try to be pretty open to
mm-hmm.
any type of work that people are creating. So whether that's dance or music or photography or drawing, we're just like really open to any submissions that we get. And I think we tried to group a lot of things more by colors
mm-hmm.
or potentially similar subject matter. But we also have like a wide variety of different mediums within the space. And then also having a projection this
mm-hmm.
time allowed us to show a music video and a dance performance as well. So I think we tried to kind of incorporate all of those works and figure out how to arrange things in the most effective way, but also not leave anyone out and
right.
try to have
mm-hmm.
all those voices be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and kind of like going off of that, I think keeping it open and like making sure that people are expressing themselves however they please is like the most important part
mm-hmm.
of this. It's not restricting people. One of the first installments we had like actual like fashion, like somebody had
mm-hmm.
sewn like a dress.
Yeah.
So it's just to remind people that like painting and drawing and like writing poetry aren't like the only ways to like express yourself,
right.
you know. I know one of the pieces from Ashley Sarpong, she hadn't previously thought of herself as, like, a poet or an mm-hmm. artist. But she was just writing her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, one of our, like, favorite poems or mm-hmm. written works out of, like, mm-hmm. everything. So I think, yeah, it's just, like, nice to remind students around campus that, like, and especially, like, BIPOC students that, like, however you're expressing yourself, this is an open space mm-hmm. for that.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, yeah, and I think that that was something that, yeah, really stuck out to me was just, like, the variety of the expression that was going on, whether it be word or, you know, drawing or whatever. Yeah, that definitely came through. And so I guess going back to the message, what, I know we kind of talked about this as, like, a space for expression, but for those who are visiting the gallery, what message or maybe takeaway would you hope that students or staff or faculty administration would take away from visiting? What was kind of that, like, lasting impression you wanted to give?
I think one thing I was thinking about was resilience mm-hmm. and the fact that despite all of the issues going on right now, obviously racism is always a prevalent issue, and then with the pandemic and everything, I think the amount of work that we got was really impressive, and, like, mm-hmm. students are still really, like, being creative and expressing themselves all the time, so I mm-hmm. think, like, we have a really impressive body of work, so kind of showing that we can still, like, get through this and be resilient even during, like, really difficult times. And then I also would like people to take away that you should try to get to know people who are different from you. Mm-hmm. So I think even, like, especially white students who visit the exhibition, like, making an effort to get to know people from other cultures, and I think that's been, like, that is a big part of the issue with some of the divisions on campus, is mm-hmm. that some people only have friends who are like them and kind of just stick to their own group, so really paying attention to, like, other perspectives and hearing other people's voices is so valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, I think because, like, of where Flatton is and, like, how, like, nice of a space it is, I feel like everybody feels, like, invited in their side. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of, like, people being able to see different perspectives. I know for faculty and staff too, like, we don't really interact with them in very mm-hmm. like casual settings like that. Sometimes they don't know what we're experiencing outside of the classroom, so it's also nice that a lot of, like, faculty and staff have been, you know, viewing the show and, like, you know, from all different departments. I'm glad that they're seeing, like, oh, like, there's this whole other side to, like,
yeah.
student life than, you know, what they do in my bio class,
mm-hmm.
for example. So, yeah, like, yeah, this is a really good point. They're just
yeah.
bringing all these different people into, like, one space.
Yeah, and I like what you said about the Flatton being, like, a welcoming space.
Yeah.
Like, you walk in there and there's so much light, and
yeah.
it's like, oh, like, this is a space. This is definitely a welcoming space, definitely. So that's kind of all the prepared questions I had. I just had to ask if you had any closing remarks or any last messages that you wanted to say for people who are listening or maybe, wanted to know about the exhibit. Any last thoughts?
yeah, I guess, just a reminder that the show is up until April 12th, and on the Flatton Art Museum website, we have a page, and there's also a really cool, like, 3D virtual tour where
mm-hmm.
you can kind of move around and explore, so anyone who's off campus can also check that out and still be able to, like, engage with the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Go see the show.
Yeah, no, go see the show. So, again, Uprising is now open at the Flatton Art Gallery, which is located in the Center for Art and Dance. The exhibit is open until April 12th. Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. not 8, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. except for Thursday, it's open until 8, and then 12 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday. And once again, I'd like to thank Bridget and Amanda for being here. It's such a pleasure to chat and just kind of discuss this really amazing thing going on campus. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.